With Montana News, I'm Austin Amostoy. It's National Banned Books Week. The annual event calls attention to efforts to keep controversial books out of public and school libraries. In a Missoula school gym Tuesday, teachers' unions celebrated what they called the freedom to learn. 6-year-old Evie Mill carried a stack of books half her height as she wound between mountains of novels and picture books.
I have these Descendants books, and then I have this other Descendants book, and then a couple of princess books.
Some of the stack belonged to her brother, 10-year-old Lucas.
You like to read?
Yeah.
What do you like about reading so much?
I don't know, it keeps me occupied for long periods of time.
Hundreds of Missoula kids will be keeping equally occupied after their trip through the Cold Springs Elementary Gymnasium. The American Federation of Teachers stopped by on its Get Out the Vote tour with 45,000 books to give away to families.
How's Missoula doing?
As families grabbed books and waited in line for cotton candy, the National Union's Vice President, Evelyn De Jesus, said reading feeds kids' imaginations and exposes them to new ideas.
So we're here to make sure when people are banning books, we're giving books out.
In Montana, school boards in Laurel and Billings made headlines over the last year as they considered removing books from libraries some opponents felt were inappropriate for students. Trustees in Kalispell last fall pushed local libraries to stop recognizing Banned Books Week entirely. Montana Library Association President Sarah Widger says libraries shouldn't decide which stories readers can access.
Censorship is really bad, and it's not something that libraries will generally stand for.
Widger says book challenges are difficult to track in Montana. She says LGBTQ stories and some works by Indigenous authors are among the most challenged. The Montana State University Library lists more than 125 books that have faced challenges or bans in the state.